You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. Ladies, do you feel like romance is dead? Has internet dating killed the fairy tale? Fellas, are you having a hard time finding a princess during last call? Well, fear not, because Japanese retailer Belle Maison has just unveiled a line of lingerie inspired by Disney's princesses. Bras and panties designed to capture the style and spirit of Cinderella, Belle, Aurora, and Rapunzel, and maybe raise a few red flags in the process. That's not a period joke. Some people are creeped out by the apparent sexualization of Disney princesses, but these people seem to have overlooked three important facts. One, the princesses are not children. Two, this lingerie also not for children. And three, what do you expect from a country that created anime porn and sells schoolgirl underwear in vending machines? This is probably the least creepy thing Japan's put out there. The Japanese love their cartoons and schoolgirls. On a personal note, I couldn't wait to leave my uniform behind. I went to an all-girls school with a uniform up until grade 11 because I grew up rough. Our mascot, the beaver. For real. We had a beaver crest on our blazer, our yearbook was called the Beaver Log, our school cheer, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, beaver ray. I never thought of our uniform as sexy, but that might just be because I grew up pre-internet and our school never took us to Japan. Guys, I'm not creeped out by this lingerie, but I do wish they'd included some non-white princesses like Jasmine and Tiana, mainly because they're hotter. Also Ariel, because she doesn't wear underwear. And most importantly, as one brilliant internet commentator asked, where is the Tinkerbell line? I'll give you a second with that one. A grown woman wanting to wear Disney lingerie or a guy wanting a grown woman to dress up like a Disney princess is totally not my thing. I was over Disney by the time I could fill out a bra. But of all the fetishes out there, do you know there are people that like to wear diapers? This one seems pretty harmless. I am way more offended by Disney's online bridal boutique. One thing is to role-play Snow White in the bedroom, and another, complete different thing, is to buy an actual Disney bridal dress, throw a Disney classic fairy tale wedding, and go on a Disney honeymoon. Unless, of course, you've already got kids. You know that classic fairy tale where you have the kids before the wedding? Seriously, though, who marries a girl that wants this? How many possible red flags can there be? You're clearly dealing with someone who refuses to grow up, but not in that fun Peter Pan, never lose your sense of adventure type of way. Solomon says, be whimsical. Why not strap on a Cinderella-inspired bra? You never know where it will lead you. After all, modeling lingerie is exactly how Kate Middleton snagged Prince William. This has been another edition of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias. Thanks for tuning in.